It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's almost baseball season. You're listening to this either on March 14th or 15th. The Major League season is about to start, and shortly thereafter will be the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. And with me this weekend is the president and general manager of the Fisher Cats, Mike Ramshaw. Mike, I know you're really busy preparing for the season, so thank you for joining me this weekend.
Tom, thanks again for having me.
And of course, Mike's also been on the running scenes, looking trim and fit and ready to run. So there's the Millennium Running Series, bunch of races, and then also for my running friends, thank you for running a couple weeks ago at the Mount Ascutney race for the Winter Wild that we sponsor, Northeast Delta Dental, that is. In addition, the Capital Year Race Series, the Northeast Delta Dental Capital Year Race Series, actually starts next weekend, March 21st, Saturday, March 21st at Gilmington at 10 a.m. Gilmington, the home of Peyton Place. But more importantly, after you run the first couple miles, the last mile is literally straight up. It's actually a good preparation for the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. But this weekend is all about the Fisher Cats opening day and a little bit of baseball talk. It just, Mike, we were saying off the air that it just seems like we were here a few short months ago talking about the Granite State baseball dinner, and here we are starting to talk about opening day.
It's crazy.
It really is. I mean, we're starting to sound like our grandparents where they say life is short and, you know, they talk about the weather and their health and things like that. But it truly, for some reason this year, it just seemed like it has gone from the baseball dinner, which was a big hit with the new format, with Yankees and Red Sox stars, you know, talking in a more conversational way. It just seemed like we were doing that. And then Mike gets maybe a little bit of a break, but then he's got his winter meetings and then all of the, in the bowels of the stadium, all the planning documents and the whiteboard. So it's already started up. So tell us about what's new in 2020, and also give out the website so people can start purchasing tickets.
Sounds great. Thank you, Tom. So as if the Fisher Cats entertainment experience wasn't affordable enough, we've extended a special offer in 2020 where we announced tickets start now at just $8 for two sections in the ballpark in left field, section 100 and 101.
And those are good seats.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just to be able to, you know, we heard it. You know, we listen to our fans. We get the feedback. Wanted to have a couple different options for our fans. So we have the $8 in advance, $10 day of, or you have $12 for the other seats, $14 day of. And you can buy tickets in advance at nhfishercats.com or call the ticket office at 603-641-2005. Tara will be happy to take care of you down there. So, yeah, we're really excited to have that announcement. It's also coming off the heels of the Red Sox just announcing that they were going to be increasing their prices. We've also, to mix things up, because as Tom, you and I have always talked, you know, we have to always do things fresh, keep things current to our fans so they want to continue to come back year in, year out. We're bringing back, we used to do this a long time ago, but we're bringing back the ferocious food fight.
So, tell us about that. So you have chili, chowder, wings, and dessert. So tell us about those things.
So we have four different dates where we have it set. Our first one is on April 21st, which is the chili cook-off. So we're reaching out to our partners in the community with restaurants to bring in their best chili. And our fans will vote who has the best chili. So we'll do that one on April 21st. We'll hit chowder on May 14th. We'll do the wings in May 27th. And then you finish up the meal with dessert on July 9th. So again, reaching out to all these different partners. If they're interested and want to be a part of it, they can email info@nhfishercats.com. I'm happy to get someone in contact with them, but we'd love to welcome people out to participate in the food fight.
So from you're the leader of the organization, along with Art, the owner. And so how do you make sure that you do refresh it every year? I mean, once the season's done, you probably do a debrief of the season, and of course you're also planning at that time for the mm-hmm. baseball dinner. But how do you make sure that you do get refreshed?
You know, it's really important to listen to our fans and our staff. They're on the front line day in and day out, and literally there isn't much time. The season ends, we take, you know, 3 or 4 days to, you know, relaxed a little bit because we've been going a mile a minute throughout the season. But we sit back right when it's fresh in our minds. We go on our retreat and we talk about what worked well and what we can improve. We put up, you know, you got the whiteboards, the paper all over the place. We go offsite, different environment. And we talk about, all right, this was great, but this is what we can do to make it better. And we start finding ways to make all those things work. Find out, you know, talk to our peers in different leagues and different teams within our league, what they're doing, what worked for them. You know, it's minor league baseball is all about sharing ideas. So finding what other teams have done that's been successful and making it work within our market. And then getting the input and the feedback of the entire staff and our fans. So because obviously they're the ones that we're going to want to entertain, that we're going to want to have them telling their friends and coming back, you know, game after game after game.
Now, we just not too long ago finished the real New Hampshire primaries. And of course, things have changed significantly since then with Joe Biden making his rebirth, I guess. But you've got something planned on July 9th. Tell us about that.
So really proud of the fact that we were originally called the New Hampshire primaries. For those of you who don't know the story, when the team was first announced, we were the primaries for a couple of days. And then that name got retracted, and we did the Name the Team contest where we came up with the Fisher Cats, who we are today. So every 4 years, we actually celebrate and or make fun of ourselves, you know, and we'll dress up as the primaries for a game. So we have specific uniforms. We'll have two different types of hats. We'll have one with our donkey mascot on it, one with the elephant. The fans will decide what the team's going to wear on that day by what, you know, hat is selling the best within the team store. So that will dictate what they're going to wear. We'll have other fun promotions. For example, you know, the color of the popcorn, you know, the fans will be able to choose. Is it going to be red or is it going to be blue? You know, walk-up music, different things like that. So it's just an opportunity for us to celebrate the First in the Nation primary and also have some fun with what our original team name was here. Mm-hmm. And that's going to take place on July 9th.
Wow. So right after July 4th. So it was a one-game brand, the primaries, and we've gone to the Fisher Cats. So why do you think people still love coming to the Fisher Cats game? Because obviously, you know, for many years we had a hockey team, and for many years, for the early part of that, people kept coming back to the hockey game. And then I know the league changed and all that, but it seemed to the interest kind of waned. But in the case of the Fisher Cats, it seems like, if anything, it seems to be you know, more engaging in terms of the attendance counts, but also I know it creates a buzz in the community when I, you know, and people actually, we have a suite there. People always, okay, they want to go to the game, not just when the Portland Sea Dogs are here, but almost anything. So, right. Why do you think that is?
Tom, really, we're in the business of making memories, and it's all about experiences. It's about giving people a reason. Or families, you know, an opportunity to, especially this day and age when everyone's so distracted and so busy, there's so many things going on in our lives, you know, we've got a 2.5 to 3 hour window to entertain people and create memories. You know, you can play catch on the field before the game, you know, if you're part of our reading challenge program or our kids club that we have, throwing out a first pitch as an honorary bat kid. You know, that's an experience that a parent can actually.
Or an old time CEO. I've done that a few times.
You know, taking the field, you know, a lot of one of our group experiences, you take the field with the team for the national anthem. You know, if you book a birthday party, you get to actually meet a player, an up and coming star for the Toronto Blue Jays, which we've had over 124 since we've been here in 2004. Mm-hmm. And not to forget, every Sunday, through a great partnership through the New Hampshire Liquor Commission, we have the post-game kids run the bases. So you can come out, enjoy the game, and the kids get to run around the bases. But I think it's really creating those experiences. We're seeing this day and age, it really is more about those. Last year, we introduced a new area, Dinner on Deck. You probably could see it right. It's right in front of your suite down below.
It's beautiful.
You're closer to the catcher than the pitcher is. And it's, you know, it's a great premium. You know, you have, it's a four top, it's $240, all you can eat, all you can drink, private wait staff. It really is a right front and center experience for our fans. You know, it's, we're seeing in this business, that's what people are looking for. They're looking for experiences.
Absolutely. And I will corroborate that. I was out in California a couple of weeks ago, with the National Delta Dental meeting, and one of my colleagues from the Chicago area has family in Maine, so he comes to New England a couple times a year and always asked for Fisher Cats tickets because of the experience. So his, you know, his kids are whatever, 12 and 10, and his wife came right up to me and said, you know, they still talk about it. So it is definitely the experience. And the other thing you just mentioned really quickly is all the major league talent that flows through. So if you are there also in addition for the entertainment, but if you really are a baseball fanatic, aficionado, I mean, and the names that everybody's aware of course, Vlad Guerrero and Bichette and Biggio, but there have been many others and winners of the Northeast Elidental Gold Crown Most Outstanding Player in Person Award that we give out at the dinner. Many of those people have played in the major leagues. So it's not just the big-time names you hear about, but many others. So what I think, Mike, sometimes people don't realize that Double A baseball now is no longer like it was 20 years ago where they went to the Triple A. Many of these young men go straight to the major league, you know, either in the middle of the season or certainly in September or the following year.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting, Tom, depending on how spring training goes, you know, there's a very good chance that the starting nine this year for Toronto were former Fisher Cat players over the past few years. There's a very good chance of that. So, yeah, the caliber of player. And just to speak to the parent club with the Blue Jays, just it's a tremendous organization. There's a good focus on talent and moving people up and down and so on and so forth. Just get the competitive advantage. So really, we're excited to see what comes this year.
I mean, yeah, so to me, it's a great combination of entertainment, relatively inexpensive. You take your whole family. Unlike when you go to the Red Sox and have to mortgage your house between parking and food and. Mm-hmm. You know, on the tickets. And yet, if you want to see, you know, the next stars of Major League Baseball, you're going to see them both on the Fisher Cats as well as when, you know, when the Portland Sea Dogs are in town. You know, sometimes you'll see them the next year also at Fenway Park. So, Mike, give us the website and the phone number again.
It's nhfishercats.com. Telephone number 603-641-2005.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this weekend of March 14th and 15th, and again, for my running friends, just as a reminder, next Saturday, March 21st at 10 a.m. is the first race of the Capital Area Race Series, and the second race will be Saturday, April 4th. But this weekend with me is Mike Ramshaw, who's the president and general manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. And Mike, we were talking about how the seasons just pass one into the other offline, so it's just really terrific. But tell us the special events this year. I know you're going to continue. Big fan favorite is the Atlas Fireworks. I think you're going to have over two dozen this year. Sometimes I get people asking me for tickets, and this is not a reflection on the baseball talent, because as we get, we'll talk about that. It's actually terrific. But they say, I really want to go to stay at the end of the game to watch the fireworks.
That's right.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, for sure, Tom. The Atlas Fireworks shows that we put on are by far our most popular promotion that we do year in and year out. Atlas has been a tremendous partner. We do a double show on the 4th of July, so it'll be your largest Fisher Cats fireworks show that you'll see every year is when we come out for the 4th of July. But, you know, on top of that, you know, we're happy to say that our on-field MC, who I would like to say is probably the best in the country, I've said that on multiple occasions. He's really good at what he does, is Zick. You know, that gentleman has...
He's quite good, for sure.
He's got more energy than, I don't know, I've never seen anything like it. And I think I've mentioned this before, is that energy doesn't stop on non-game days. I have to deal with it in the office, too, in the off-season. So, no, but he is just, he's full of energy, and we're grateful to have him and really are excited to have him welcome our fans out. But some of the other special events that we're doing, one we actually added last year that I want to talk about that was really, really successful was we did trick-or-treating at the ballpark. So we wanted to create, obviously, making Delta Dental Stadium the center of the community is the most important thing to us. And when you make it the center of the community and have these programs, obviously the community supports you. We put together a free event, trick-or-treating at the ballpark last year. And I don't know if you remember, Tom, but the weekend before, the Sunday before Halloween last year, it poured. And when I say it poured, we got like an inch and a half of rain. It was pouring buckets. I just finished the 3K right down the street. Soaking wet with my family, walked over to put on my costume and be a part of the trick-or-treating at the ballpark in the rain. And, you know, we had 1,500 people in that rain come out that normally wouldn't come out to the ballpark. We wanted to create a safe environment for some of those families and the communities around us to come here, one place, have fun, and show off their costumes and do their trick-or-treating as a family. So yeah, it was great to do.
That was terrific. And what Mike's alluding to, Mike has become, like a lot of us, addicted to the Millennium Running Series, doing those races. So too funny. I also was glad to see that a couple of years ago you brought back the sumo wrestling, because I know a few years back we had to temporarily put them on hiatus because of injury, but now, because I get the most comments on the sumo wrestling, so that's back, right?
The sumo wrestlers are, I think what it was lacking is what it has now, is it's that WWE, like it's in your face, it's a show, and the gentlemen, it's Rowdy Red and Bubba Blue in the office, and those two gentlemen, they've got quite the rivalry going on, to the point where we actually have an event coming up, we're celebrating, and the fans will have the opportunity. We're going to have a sumo bobble belly wrestling night.
On July 28th.
Wrestling night, yeah. So fans will actually be able to come in, and there's two sets of bobbleheads. There's Bubba Blue and Rowdy Red. Whichever one goes first is going to be named the champion for the day. So there'll be enough for, this 500 of each, but whichever one runs out first is the champion. So on that night, that is something you're going to want to come out and get. It's a one of a kind, in addition to being wrestling night. It's a new, promo that we've actually, or theme night that we added this season. There's a couple other bobbleheads, Tom. We have a Jonathan Davis Super Catch bobblehead on Comic-Con night. So if you recall, Jonathan Davis, he's known for, not a very big guy, but man, he can move and he can fly, and he's out there making that Superman catch multiple times, and it's been on ESPN multiple times. We have not had a game on Father's Day in a long time, so this year we actually have the glove and mitt
June 21st
on Father's Day. It's for all those moms and kids that want to, have a treat for dad, definitely come out to the ballpark on the 21st, because in addition to the oven mitt, we'll have some fun interactive things for dads to celebrate them on that day. And then you look at the promo calendar and you see, winter hat in the middle of August. What's that all about? We felt that as you're heading into the fall season, it might be nice to have a nice little winter hat giveaway, so that when the snow's starting to fall, we have the Fisher Cats brand being repped around the state.
That's a great idea. And of course, it also speaks to what we were just talking about. Here we are, not out of this winter yet.
Right.
And we're talking about next winter.
Right, right.
Before I do want to pause and mention that the Fisher Cats are also extremely great, community partner. As we mentioned the last time Mike joined me, millions of dollars have been donated to Chad and the other foundations based on the Granite State Baseball Dinner. But they're also partnering and doing things like there's a 5K on Thanksgiving. The high school state championship game is Saturday, June 13th. I think this year we're also going to be doing the Granite State Games there. And I know I participate in the campaign for legal services, celebrity softball game. So it's really good that the way, Mike and his team, partner with other community partners, and to the extent that the stadium is available, you should definitely contact Mike. Why don't you give us the website again and phone number for tickets and questions on Fisher Cats?
Sure. It's nhfishercats.com, or you can call the ticket office at 603-641-2005. Or any general info questions that you may have, you can just send me an email at info@nhfishercats.com. I get those emails, and I can answer those emails.
And Mike is really good about returning emails, speaking from personal experience. So we've talked about Zick, the MC, who's been awesome. We've talked about the Atlas fireworks and the sumo themes. And there are other themes going on. We have Educational Day, the STEM, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, and Scholars Day. So tell us about some of those. And, of course, for my following, yes, the Oral Health Challenge is in play again, and that's a program modeled after the reading program. In short, Delta Dental subscribers who go to Delta Dental, participating dentists, can earn tickets to upcoming Fisher Cats game when they demonstrate for their dental office team that they've brushed and flossed in between visits. And I know that's been really successful. The kids get to go out in the field. It's allowed us to educate on the importance of oral health. And what a lot of adults tell me is because their kids have gotten into it, then that's actually improved their oral health habits. Yeah. So that's actually been another example of how the partnership with the Fisher Cats and Delta Dental makes sense. But tell us about some of the other theme nights.
Yeah, so these theme nights, this is what's built during that brainstorming session at the end of the season when it's fresh on our minds. Last year, we had done a game show night that went really well, so we wanted to further expand it. So on August 27th, against the Portland Sea Dogs, we'll have a game show night. Let's face it, we're in New England. Although we're a baseball team, New Hampshire, New England is hockey country, too. I know it's football and baseball, but it's hockey, too. So we're going to celebrate hockey with Hockey Night on June 26th. We have a bunch of fantastic Santa Claus. I don't want to say impersonators because they all work for the big guy. but they're going to be out on 625 for halfway to Christmas. If you had an opportunity to join us last year, it was really cool walking around and seeing Mrs. and Mr. Claus. Wait, Santa Claus. Who am I calling Mr. Claus? Out to the ballpark. And we're going to be doing that again. Mountain Men Mondays. So we did Mountain Men on Sundays last year, and we just moved those to Mondays. That's the part of the what could have been in the name the team contest. That was the number three choice was the New Hampshire Mountain Men or the Granite State Mountain Men. So we'll be actually honoring ourselves there or making fun or celebrating the name. Northwoods Law, that has grown over the past couple of years. You know, we've got great partners with the Fish and Game Department, and we've had them out for 2 years, and this will be the third year with Northwoods Law, having a specific night dedicated to them where we'll actually have jerseys that we'll be auctioning off at the day of the game with the Northwoods Law New Hampshire night. You get to meet and greet with the stars of the show, autographs. They'll be there. They're tremendous to work with. And then the initiative we started last year, which was the Gatos Ferocious de New Hampshire, the celebration of the Latinx culture and the values and heritage. We've got four games set this year. 5-7, so May 17th against Binghamton. That's a Sunday. 6-20, which is a Saturday against Trenton. July 19th, which is a Sunday against Portland. And then on 8-29, also against Portland, we'll be dressing up and wearing the jerseys of the Gatos Ferocious de New Hampshire.
Wow. That's terrific. And I already mentioned the fact that the Fisher Cats have done their part in terms of education, both in terms of STEM in the stadium as well as New Hampshire Scholars Day that really recognizes all of the high school students who have taken accelerated AP advanced placement courses in a program called the Scholars. So thank you for doing that, Mike. Since you mentioned the Portland Sea Dogs, and even though I've noticed the evolution when I first started to go, when the Sea Dogs came in, half the stadium or more was rooting for the Sea Dogs. It's now all just about everybody's rooting for the Fisher Cats, but the Sea Dogs do create a curiosity because they're the Red Sox fired team. So give us some of the dates when the Sea Dogs are in.
So the first time the Sea Dogs come into town is actually for a Tuesday through Thursday series in June. So appropriately timed right when, knock on wood, school gets out. Starting on Tuesday, June 23rd, going through Thursday. So we cap that off, that four-game series, with a spectacular Atlas fireworks show. Game times are at 6:35 p.m. Then they come back in to town right after the Eastern League All-Star break. So they'll come in July 16th and play through Sunday, July 19th. So the three games, Friday, Saturday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday is at 7:05, and then we got a day game at 1:35 p.m. On the 19th. And then we close the season with them on August 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. So it's nice to have Portland here on a weekend. You know, it doesn't always work that way. So we've got a couple midweek games, but for the most part, you'll be able to see the future Red Sox and the future Blue Jays on the weekend.
Which is awesome. Give us the website and phone number one more time.
nhfishercats.com and 603-641-2005.
And give us 30 seconds, because obviously, you know, the entertainment, the talent is always good, but this year might be another special season. Tell us why.
It's going to be a great season because the management team coming up, the entire management team from Dunedin Blue Jays, which is the advanced A team, they're coming up to manage our team. And like 2018, there's a core group of guys that'll be coming up that have come through the system that will be coming up with these managers.
And they finished in first place last year, and they have the relief pitcher of the year at that level, and they have a player whose scouts say is the best pure hitter in the minor leagues, Alejandro Kirk. So it's going to be a terrific season, both in terms of entertainment, family, marketing, but also if you're a baseball fanatic, I think you're going to see a great team this year. Mike Rimshaw, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Tom, thanks for having me.